You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Great. How many of us has been reading the book of 1 John? We mentioned that last Sunday. Binasa niyo ba yung Bible niyo? Nagbabasa ba tayo ng Bible natin? Ginawa po ba natin devotion to? Sino po nagbasa ng 1 John? Taas po ng kamay. Okay, ginawa po natin devotion last Sunday, di ba? Sabi natin, itong week na to, babasahin natin. Kasi nga, ito po yung series natin. Alright? Kung nakalimutan nyo, okay lang ho. Hindi yung mawawala yung salvation natin. Alright? Mahal pa rin tayo ni Jesus. Alright? But nevertheless, let me just again summarize from the very start that we had our preaching series. Sinabi po natin nung first week, that was 2 weeks ago, we talk about God is light, and in Him, there's no darkness at all. We said that God is light. We are to live and walk in the light. All right? You cannot fake it, okay? You cannot deceive God. You cannot live a double standard kind of life. God knows everything. God sees everything. And that's why God wants us to live according to His ways, His will, according to His light. Last week, we did talk about God as our righteousness. We said that Christ, our righteousness, took our sins and defeated the devil so we can live right. All right? Is it possible to live right? Yes, it is. Why? Because God took all our sins, all right, by nailing it to the cross, and He resurrected after 3 days. And not only that, He dealt with our sin, but He defeated the devil in our own lives. So in other words, the devil has no hold over us. All right? The reason why the devil has a hold over us because we tolerated it. It's because we come against God's will. And today, we want to zero in, all right, to God's love. Everybody say God's love. Can we stand up on our feet right now and read God's word today? Our text will be 1 John chapter 3, verse 11, then jumping to 1 John 4, 7, 12, then 1 John chapter 4, verse 21. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and His love is made complete in us. Verse 21, and He has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother, for this is the word of the Lord for us today. Can we just bow our heads right now? Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we submit our lives to You. Through Your Son, Lord God, we're able, Lord God, to understand what love is. And I pray, Lord, that You would open the Scriptures and open our eyes and our minds, that let Your light shine and let the Word of God illuminate and bring us a revelation that may fully understand, Lord, who You are and what You've done for us. Enable us, Lord, to understand the true meaning of love. This we ask, in Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. Please take your seats. In this world that we live in, the moment that you are born here, you were born here on earth, there is a hole inside of every person in our own soul that wanted to receive love. Everyone needs love. Am I right? Everyone wanted love, and we also want to share this word about love. In fact, do you realize that there are a total of 32,000 books with the title love? Pag chinek niyo po lahat sa mundo, 32,000 po. Pag may nakalagay doon na title love. Alright? 32,507. There's a total of 145,000 book on the subject of love. Subject lang po ito. 145,000 po, mga kapatid. Alright? But if you check and Google the word love, guess what? There's a total of 1.6 billion as a result of the word love. Inuulit ko, 1.6 billion in 48 seconds. When you Google that, you want to Google that right now? All right, if you have a Wi-Fi, check it out. Maybe less than 48 seconds. There's a total of 1.6 billion result of this word called love. What does it mean? What does it show us? It only shows us one thing. Everyone is clamoring for love. Everyone needs love. That's why there's Dr. Love. And all this love songs, all right? Anyway, we all need love. But how come people are looking for the different ways and different kind of love where we got to zero in and focus on what the Word of God says regarding love? Naghahanap pa tayo eh. Ito na. Right from the very beginning, ano ba yung sinasabi po ng Bible? Hindi po ba? First things first. Ito, numaliit pa lang ako, alam ko na to eh. Tinuro na sa amin to. Very religious. I was in a very religious school. We were taught about this. God is love. It boils down to this. Everything boils down very simple. If we are to check, know, understand, receive, give love, here's what it is. God is love, period. When we say God is love, can we really fully understand His love? We can. In fact, God Himself modeled what is to live in love. God Himself showed us how to live in love. God Himself portrayed this word, L-O-V-E, because every one of us, every person who lived here on earth, wanted this kind of love. To fully understand His love, let's check it out. What does it mean when we say God is love? Can we really define love? Number one, if you want to know what love is, here's what it is. Love is a person, and He is the source. Love is a person. He is the source. In other words, there is no formula in love. It's a person that comes out to who He is. More than anything else, God Himself is love. The reason why you were born, you were created, it's because of love. The reason why our breath will last one day is because of love. From the beginning to the end, it boils down together. God is love, and God and love is a person, and He is the source. Wala na po iba. Hindi na po dapat tayo naghahanap ng iba pa. Si Lord lang yung makapagbibigay po sa atin ng totoong pagmamahal. Eh kasi siya yun eh. Saan ba nagmula? Ba't ba tayo nandito? Eh si Lord lang naman talaga eh. Bottom line eh. Sabi po ng Bible sa 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God." I'm sorry to say the church can't love you. Your parents can't love you and give you the best love. They'll do everything they can, but they'll still fall short. And sometimes we expect too much, even in our own marriages, but we fall short. We expect too much and depend on a person about accepting us. There's no perfect in love in this world. We fall short. Why is that? Because you will never find that with anybody who lived in earth except God Himself. 1 John chapter 4, verse 11. "Dear friends, since God so loved us," God so loved you, "we ought to love one another." That's the bottom line. We're here today. You make mistakes. You make a comeback. God still accepts you. Why is that? Because God so loved you. Everything boils down with the love of God. We don't have it. We will never have it. The church will never have it. But if Christ seats at the center of this church, I believe we'll understand and we'll experience the true meaning of what love is. Again, love is a person, and the source of love is God. Can you say amen? Secondly, very quick, love is an action, and God demonstrated that. Love is an action, and He demonstrated it. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 says, "Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with what? Actions. And in truth." Hindi basta action, pero yung katotohanan po. Alright? This is so important. Yes, thank you for saying I love you to me. Nakakileg, di ba? Pag sinabihan ko yung asawa kong I love you, ay nako, grabe. Iba na yung mundo namin. Alright? Iba na yung buhay namin. Pag sinabihan niya ako, I love you, ay nako, parang gusto ko na mag-preach anytime. Alright? It just motivated me. There's something about when you say love to a person. Pag sinabihan ko yung mga anak ko, I love you, iba. Iba ang dating pag yung tatay nagsabi na sa anak, mahal kita anak. At sila rin, di ba reciprocated, I love you too. And sometimes I just get surprised. They just say out of the blue, I love you. What for? Nothing. I just want to say I love you. Okay, you're sweet. All right. And di ba nakakataba ng puso? Pero sinasabi po ng Bible, hindi lamang po dapat sa pananalita. It has to be seen through actions and the truth. And here's what the truth is. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Dear children, I'm sorry, 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. And how God demonstrated His love. Sabi dito, this is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. Simple lang po yung pagmamahal na pinakita ng Panginoon. This is how God demonstrated it. He demonstrated how? Through generosity. Sabi po ng Bible, He's one and only. Who in the world who will give a son or a daughter if you only have one? Ang hirap nga pa, di ba? Pag mag-aasawa na, parang, Ako, di ko ma-imagine mga anak ko eh. They're still students. Layo pa, no? Imagine ko yung my only daughter nasa aisle. Okay? Ako, di ko kaya ikasal. Okay, kakasal ako para makikita ko. Parang, nako. Ano kaya yung feel? Ano kaya yung time na yun? Baka parang, kailangan ko yata mag-victory weekend. Kailangan ko na mag-retreat. Alright? Kailangan ko pa-disciple sa inyo, yung mga, alright, mga seniors po natin. And it's hard to let go if we have one and only person whom you love the most. Your son, your daughter, right? And especially for a mom, to let go of diba, the son. Ang hirap kaya nun. And you know what is what God did? He gave His one and only son. Why would Jesus became man where He's already God? He became man for us because God had such a plan and He wanted to demonstrate this kind of love through His Son, Jesus Christ. He lovingly gave Jesus to us. Ganun po, ka-generous si God. Ang binigay sa atin, hindi kayamanan. Ang binigay sa atin, yung anak. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. Not only that God gave us His Son generously, how He demonstrated it, but this is love. It says here, not that we love God. Alright? Not that we love God, but it was He who loved us. Think about this. Number one, generously. Number two, God loved us unconditionally. Sabi po sa Bible, not that we love God. Us, we will never love God. But nevertheless, God gave His Son to us anyway. Why is that? He wants to show us, hey, look, no matter what, I love you, sinner. I love you, immoral people. I love you, deceiver. I love you, adulterer. I love you, wicked people. Antindi. Unconditional po. Dito sa mundo, para ka i-accept. Para ka mahalin, di ba? Ba't kita mamahalin? Kasi, you know, I'm handsome. I could give you this and that. Ba't ka mamahalin eh? Mayaman ako eh. I could give you what you want. And what if I will not give you what you want? Would you still love me? Would you still accept me? What if I'll do the greatest mistake of all? Would you still accept me? Folks, listen. God accepted us unconditionally. He loved you at your very worst. He loved you while you're still doing that particular sin. When you're there in the darkest moment of your life, when you hated God and questioned God and said, is there really God out there? He loved you at your most worst scenario. That's how God demonstrates who we are for God to love us. Who are you for God to accept you? Who are you to be accepted for the beloved? It's called church, family. Regardless of who you are, of all our mistakes, your struggles, your weaknesses, God loves you so much out of our own imperfections. He accepts you unconditionally. Can you say amen? 1 John chapter 4 says, but he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Not just God loved us generously, unconditionally, but he loved us sacrificially. 1 John chapter 3 verse 16, this is how we know what love is. You want to know what love is? Simple. Here's what the Word of God says. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we owe to lay down our lives for our brothers. And that's what sacrificial means. That's what sacrifice, self-giving. And that's why this great man of God put it as a definition of what love is. He said this, Wayne Grudem says, love is a complete, consistent, and continuous self-giving of God to mankind through Christ. Wala akong pagbabago. Hindi humahinto. Consistent siya. Kompleto ho siya. At dire-direcho, walang hangganan. Ganun po yung pagmamahal ng Panginoon sa atin. Hindi siya magbabago. Alright? Ginagawa niya to dahil sa anak niya na binigay niya sa atin. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6 to 18. Not just God loved us by demonstrating his generosity, loving us unconditionally, loving us sacrificially by giving his Christ giving his life for us. But verse John chapter 4, verse 16 to 18, and so we know and rely on the love of God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us that we will have confidence on the day of judgment because in this world we are like him. Verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Last but not the least, God demonstrates his love for us perfectly. Kung bumupunta ho tayo sa church with condemnation in our hearts, with guilty feeling in our hearts, all right, and there's fear, that's not from God. That is definitely not from God. Ayaw natin magpakita sa victory group dahil may ginawa tayong pagkakamali. Nakukonsensya ka, masyado ka nakukonvict. Grabe, ba't pa ako magpapakita sa church? Eh, ganito na nga yung buhay ko. Dapat nga magpakita ka eh. Kasi wala namang humihinto sa inyo. Wala namang nagkocondemn po sa atin eh. Hindi po ba? Inaccept na tayo talaga ni Lord. Noon pa lang. And he loved us perfectly. And that is why the Bible says fear has to do with punishment. Dito ba, pag nagkasala ka, di ka nagbigay ng tithes and offering. Okay, ban ka sa church. Dito ba, pag hindi ka nag-church every Sunday, sasaraduhan ka pag 801 ka. Di ba? Magreklamo ka, sasaraduhan ka pa rin. Sigawa mo yung mga ushers natin, sarado ka. Doon ka sa kabila. Kay Pastor Jeff ka. Hindi, kay Pastor, kino yung pastor ngayon doon? Si Jerry. Alright? But the whole point is, dito ba, pag nagkasala, may ginawa tayong malaking, di ba, blooper sa buhay natin, nakakatakot ba? Baka siguro pag nakita, uy, si Pastor, nakakatakot naman ito. Baka mamaya, preachin ako nito. You know what? God will never condemn. God will never put down. The Bible says sometimes He won't treat us with our sins deserve. Pag tinignan tayo ni Lord, grabe yung mercy ni God. Hinihintay ka lang niya. Lumapit ka sa akin, anak. Ako yun. Ito yung pagmamahal. At pa hinihintay mo, hinihintay kita matagal na. God loves us perfectly. And here's the clincher, my friends. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Sabi po sa Bible, is it there? We love because what? Folks, we could love our own imperfections. When we receive the love of God, the Bible says we love because He first loved us. For the record, there is no way for a man to love. You love somebody, you will fall short. You end up being a failure. Man is destined to fail. Because from the very start, man has failed. Man was already a failure. From that generation of our forefathers to Adam, right in our time today, we are bound to fail. We're already failures. But thanks be to God, He sent His Son. Thanks be to God that we could love in spite of who we are, a sinner. That God has accepted us unconditionally. God has forgiven us. That's why we can forgive and move on from this life. Move on from this life of unforgiveness and resentment and bitterness. Na until today, may mga puot, hinalakit po tayo na ayaw natin makipag-usap sa mga tao na nakit sa atin. Guess what? You can overcome that because Jesus overcome it for you already, that He has forgiven you. That's why we can forgive. That's why those people who attended Victory Weekend, where are you? Raise up your hand, Victory Weekend people. Parang ganun, Victory Weekend people talaga, you know? All the more we emphasize that. Why? Because of an encounter with Christ. It's possible for us to live free in this world, having the love of Christ. As we receive His love, then give love. Why is that? Because we can't love genuinely apart from the love of Christ. Apart from the love of Christ. Folks, you commit a mistake, we love you. Don't fear mistakes. You make a blooper, we want to restore you. We want to help you. That's what the church is. Every one of us has our own weaknesses. Every one of us has our own blooper. Who doesn't have me? I'm not an exception. God knows my weaknesses. My wife knows my weaknesses. But I'm part of this. Thank God for His grace, His mercy, that He extended His love for us. So that, here's what number three is. You want to know more about love? Here's number three. Love is a choice that He commands us to live it out. It's a choice. Sabi natin kanina, love is a person. Yung pangalawa, love is what? It's an action. Number three, love is a choice. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Again, we love because He first loved us. Here's what Victor Hugo mentioned. He said, you can give without loving, but you can never love without giving. The great acts of love are done by those who are habitually performing small acts of kindness. And that's what a church is. Since we receive the love of Christ and God dwells with us, we could express and demonstrate that love. Why? Because it's a choice. Miski, yung mga tao sa paligid natin, parang tayo. Ano ba tayo? Do we deserve His love? No. In the eyes of God, we are unlovable. And sometimes in our own eyes, mira, sinaktan ako niyan. Sinabihan akong minura pa nga ako niyan eh. Kumari sa harapan, ang ganda-ganda sinasabi, pero pagtalikod na ako, ano na sinasabi? Ang bira, ginasip ako niyan eh. Sinasabi, ganito, ganito, na-accuse pa ako niyan eh. Inutangan pa nga ako, di nga nagbayad niyan eh. May agreement pa kami ha. Wala nangyari sa business. Ano pa magagawa ko? But don't you know that in spite of that, you can still work out with that person? And yet, whatever issues we face, we can still forgive and move on and walk on in this world. Folks, love is a choice. I thank my wife for loving me every single day. After that, love and respect, all right? And she doesn't just show love. She respected me for who I am. And that's huge. Why? That's what the Word of God says. And sometimes out of our own, we can't do that. I don't have the capacity to love this lady. I don't have the capacity that sometimes you speak words that are so hurtful that I would forgive you. No way. But thanks be to God. Lord, pinorgive mo ako. Kaya ko i-forgive. We can walk together. And here's what the Word of God says. There will be offenses. The book of Proverbs says, we promote love by covering an offense. Offenses, dyan ho nag-start. Dyan ho nag-start yung hindi pagkakaunawaan, hindi nagbabatian, hindi nag-uusap, kasi na-offend. Nung na-offend mo yung tao sa sinabi mo, sa ginawa mo, ayan, nag-withdraw na siya, hindi ka na kinakausap, hindi lang yung talagang kinimkim sa loob, sa puso niya, naging bitter na, alright? At sinasabi niyo, naku, huwag kang pupunta, naku, sisirain ka lang niya, Kristiyano pa naman yan, pastor pa naman yan, eto pa yung sinasabi niya, yung pala yung pamumuhay niya, ibang-iba. At sa tagal na hindi ka nag-forgive, unforgiveness. Ang hirap noon, dala-dala mo hanggang ngayon. Pero yung pagmamahal sa atin ni Lord, makapagbabago po sa atin. Yung pagmamahal, pasensya ng Panginoon. Only for God's forgiveness that we could also forgive. It's hard to do that. But here's what the Word of God says. 1 John 4:7. Love is a choice. Why? Because, dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows. Kung sino daw po yung nagmamahal, sa kanya po tayo galang. We were born of God. The reason why I can forgive, the reason why I could love you in spite of what you said against me, the reason why I could do this and love you back, even though you don't love me, I'll still love you. It's okay. Why is that? Because I'm a born of God. Hindi ako galing sa mundo. Born of God, and I know God. I know God's love, and because of that, He's my idol. He's my Lord. He's my master. He can give me the kind of love that it's hard to give to you. Why is that? It's not me, it's Him. And because of that, I could love you. I could accept you again. We could walk together and restore this relationship once and for all. And we could start all over again. And we could say, buddy, I'm sorry. Pare, sorry. Masakit, gusto ko umiyak. Pero I love you. Okay ba yan, pare? Come on, let's do it again. Hirap. Ang hirap mong mahalin. But it's a choice. God commands us to love one another. Kailang beses mo niyang gawin, pinaggagawa natin sa buhay natin, ganong grabe pagmamahal ni Lord. Ganon din pala dapat tayo. Yung mga anak lang natin, ilang beses nagkasala yan. Ano sabihin mo, ayoko na sa'yo, anak, hindi na kita anak, maghanap ka na ng sarili mong tatay. Pwede ba ganon yung anak mo, di ba? And somehow, we mentioned that. We, out of anger, but God would not do that. Amen? 1 John chapter 4, verse 11. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we could love one another because He loved us. We receive His love. We also ought to love one another. Oh! Is that a choice? Let's check it out. What does it mean when you say, oh? It's both a command and a natural flow. When you say, oh, to love means it's an external compulsion. I'm sorry, not an external compulsion, all right? Compulsion. But all of internal constraint, it comes from within. Kaya nga dapat tayo nagmamahalan kasi nga, dahil sa pagmamahal ni Kristo po sa atin, nandito siya sa buhay natin. Kaya we could accept one another in spite of the pain and in spite of the violation that people have done to us. And another word of the word, another meaning of the word, oh, the Greek, which is actually, it's called obligated to love. When the word of God says, oh, to love, you are obliged. You are commanded. God has commanded us. But the choice is ours. The choice is really against us, for us. Would you make that decision? Lord, it's hard to love, but I'm not looking on my own, but I'm looking unto you as the source of love, as the one who demonstrates what love is. And because I receive your love, then I can love other people as well. Can you say amen? Amen. Lastly, 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And so we know and rely on the love of God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. Kung sino daw po namumuhay sa pagmamahal, si Lord mismo nabubuhay sa atin at tayo nabubuhay sa Kanya. We represent Christ. Let the glory of God shine through our lives because of Him. And that's why other people could say, you're different. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for accepting me once again. Thank you for your forgiveness. You're a good man. But in fact, we're not. God is good. God is love. And as we leave this place, truly, God is love. And yet, God commands us to live a life of love. Is it hard? Definitely it's hard. As Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians, love, faith, hope. You have all the spiritual gifts in this world. Great. But you don't love, you're nothing. What's the greatest of all? The greatest of all is love. Again, God commands us to live a life of love. Why? Because love is a person. Love is a choice. At the same time, love is an action. And today, I want us to pray today by receiving His love. In fact, I would like to ask the, again, can we ask the, you guys come up again and sing this song as we worship the Lord today. I want us to end with worshiping God and receiving God's love. Can we do that, music group?
This world. in life. I'm confident and covered by the power of your great love. And my debt is paid. There's nothing that can separate my heart from your great love. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. It never runs out on me, your love. Your love never fails. Your love never gives up. It never runs out on me. Your love.
We receive your love. And even as the Lord ministered to us upon his love, the Lord has accepted us. Once again, maybe you're not feeling that you are loved. Maybe you're not feeling that you are accepted. Maybe you have this feeling that you don't feel appreciated. You don't feel valuable. Well, I just want to let you know God's love right now accepts you for who you are in spite of all our wrongdoings. And the Lord is affirming that today because He is love. He demonstrates His love and He made a choice to love you just like He is. Lord, we receive your love today. And as we receive God's love today, I believe the Lord wants to heal you. The Lord wants to heal you of your hurts. Maybe there are things that happened in the past that sometimes you still hang on. But every single day it's still fresh. But it happened many years ago. It happened a long time ago. Maybe there are offenses, bitterness, and resentment that is ongoing until today. I believe it's time for you, as the Lord has forgiven you, it's time for you to forgive. It's time for you to cover all those offenses and move on from here. Why, it's only the love of God who will cause you to be released, cause you to be set free from these hurts, from the wrongdoings of the loved ones, your family, your relatives, your friends, your boss have done to you. Will you receive right now His healing? Lord, I pray that let your healing come forth. Lord, in spite of the fact of we harbor all this bitterness, right now, Lord God, as we receive your love, enable us to forgive. If you're that person and deep within you, there's someone that you hate the most, someone talagang galit na galit ka, gusto mong patayin. So, totoo yan. Deep within you, until today, you have a hard time letting go. Well, I believe the Lord's grace and His love is here for you to forgive that person once again, despite of what he or she said, despite of the wrongdoing and the violations that particular person did to you. I believe the Lord wants to release you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you release my brothers and my sister from all this past hurts, Lord God, that we right now break any words that they don't deserve. We break, Lord God, even, Lord God, that bitterness that they're hanging on. If you are right now bitter, would you forgive? Just say to the Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, I forgive. I forgive Mark. I forgive Anthony. I forgive this and that person, my brother, my dad, my mom, my titos, my titas. Would you forgive right now? Just release right now that forgiveness to that person in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your grace today. Thank you for your love. And it's your love that costs us, Lord God, to forgive. For the Bible says, love covers all multitudes of sin. And right now, Lord God, I just pray as we do that, let your peace, your righteousness, and your joy permeates our hearts once again, that the enemy doesn't have any hold of us anymore. Father, let your healing come forth in the name of Jesus. Truly, Lord God, your love never fails.